World Refugee Day honors the rights of people globally to seek asylum, to seek refuge, and to be protected beyond their borders when their own countries of nationality are unable to offer them protection. Zimbabwe has been home to a number of refugees from within the region, particularly from the Democratic Republic of Congo, but as far afield as Ethiopia and Eritrea. But also, interestingly for Zimbabwe, there are hundreds of thousands of Zimbabweans who have fled their own country to seek refuge in neighboring countries, particularly in South Africa and Botswana. So it is a reflection of the challenges of internal conflicts and crises.
But it seems there is confusion in terms of being accepted by neighboring countries because of the predicament that we are going through.
For Zimbabwe, the challenge is the need for SADC to acknowledge that there is a political and a socio-economic crisis that is manifesting in Zimbabwe, and that is giving rise to this mass exodus of people, and that countries like South Africa and Botswana should either ensure that these refugees have sufficient support, and also should push for a resolution of the challenges in Zimbabwe that are giving rise to that mass outflow of people who cannot be safe and secure in their own home.
You find out a lot of refugees are not able to come back home. Some of them are seeking asylum. And what does that mean then for those that are in the diaspora without adequate documentation to remain in those countries?
You're quite right that there are hundreds of thousands of Zimbabweans who are living lives of squalor and suffering and destitution in the diaspora, who long each day to return to Zimbabwe, but who are too afraid to do that because of the fear of persecution by a regime that does not want to embrace the human rights discourse and human rights values that are enshrined in our constitution.